J.K. Rowling calls for ending climate of fear in transgender debate. By Hannah Blow on December 11, 2020. Famed author J.K. Rowling is calling to end the climate of fear surrounding the transgender debate, citing a volume of supportive letters she has received, some of which are from women who expressed regret over their irreversible reassignment surgeries. In an interview with Good Housekeeping magazine, Rowling, who has come under fire from fellow progressives over her position on their embrace of radical transgender ideology, which effectively erases the fundamental biological status of women, explained that many women are concerned about the challenges to their fundamental rights posed by certain aspects of gender identity ideology. Rowling called for more honest and open conversations on these issues. Many women who have reached out to her, the Harry Potter author said, and support her personal position on the matter, being that biological sex is real and should be recognized as such. I've had a huge pushback since speaking up on this issue, and more than 90% of the letters and emails have been supportive, Rowling stated, adding that her correspondence has included medical staff, social workers, prison workers, workers in women's refuges, and members of the LGBT community, including trans people. Some of the most heartbreaking letters she has received, she explained, were from young women who regret the irreversible surgeries they've undertaken. These stories need to be told, she said, adding that many people are fearful to speak out, afraid for their safety and jobs. This climate of fear serves nobody well, least of all trans people, Rowling said. I believe everybody should be free to live a life that is authentic to them, and that they should be safe to do so. I also believe that we need a more nuanced conversation around women's rights and around the huge increase in numbers of girls and young women who are seeking to transition, she added. Proponents of radical transgender ideology attacked Rowling over the summer after she publicly defended the fundamental concept of biology, something the radical transgender movement denies, contending that men who transition to female are one and the same as biological females. People who menstruate. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wumpen? Wimpened? Womud? Rowling asked, mocking a headline that used the phrase people who menstruate rather than women, seemingly caving to the transgender ideology. If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives, Rowling said that same day. It isn't hate to speak the truth. As a result of the ongoing backlash, Rowling in August returned a 2019 award to the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Foundation after the group's president denounced the author for her defense of women's rights. The transgender debate continues, hitting the highest levels of government as Democrats express support for Joe Biden's plans to grant transgender children access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in federally funded schools according to their gender identity, as Breitbart News detailed.